You want a good Christian husband? This is part one of two parts. If you've been around a church very long, especially in the singles group, you've heard about women looking for a good Christian husband. And if you have, I bet no one's told you what he is. To many a desperate woman, it is a guy that will crawl out of bed every Sunday morning, get dressed, and take the family to church. A guy who will say grace with the household, even when company is not there. But to the more ambitious Christian husband hunters, it means an inspiring, goal-oriented fellow who will become a successful centerpiece and CEO of a multi-million dollar wandering star evangelistic association. Hey, some of those preacher celebs are gathering $1 million worth of fruit every year, one way or another. And may it be suggested, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. In other words, you'll know them by what they are collecting in their fruit baskets. The Apostle Paul, for example, only collected from his flocks spiritual fruit unto God. You can check it out. Romans chapter 1, verse 13, the same book, chapter 6, verse 22, and again the same book, chapter 7, verse 4. Well, while reading the Word of God the other day, it struck me, as most mothers may not understand what a good Christian son is, as the hopefuls for such a hubby do not understand what a good Christian husband is either. Let's look at Mother Zebedee's request for her sons. And I quote from Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 through 23. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him, and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wilt thou? She saith unto him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand, and the other on the left in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, We are able. And he saith unto them, Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. I am certain if Mrs. Zebedee could update her aspirations today, would want her sons to be at least pastors of well-manicured suburban churches with a hefty paycheck and good family insurance. And maybe, if all her dreams would come true, her boys would officiate at a modern glass cathedral where presidents, kings, and movie stars would be interviewed on TV to reveal their benign religious beliefs. But statelier mothers might prefer a Gothic cathedral with flying buttresses where their little cherubs could be enthroned on platforms like Roman Catholic cardinals and be dressed in ornate religious ballroom gowns to boot. And in the above Matthew 20 scripture, we can read the naivety of Mother Zebedee's plea. But unknowingly, her request includes the persecution of her sons as members of the body of Christ, and more so as apostles. Look out! You know not what you ask. The following scripture reveals some of the conditions and promises for would-be wives to consider who are seeking for a good Christian husband. Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. You can find that in Luke chapter 9, verse 58. Unfortunately, for the servant of the Lord, there is no guarantees for a home or church building because his real and permanent home and headquarters is in heaven. And like Abraham, all believers are just pilgrims passing through and living in a temporary tent of a body in this life, which will become an eternal mansion in the by and by. In fact, it will be a heavenly body, more awesome, solid, real, and beautiful than the one you live in today. Such a deal! You can check that out in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. This lack of a homestead on earth is a distasteful concept to many a woman preferring a mansion on earth similar to the ones in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, and Miami Beach. The Apostle Paul, our example of a believer, talked about serving the Lord without charge in 1 Corinthians 9, 16 through 17, and we might call it the no paycheck is my paycheck and is the example for those in the employ of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some will contest, well, if you don't have a paycheck, how will you make ends meet? As it happened, when I was a young Christian and quit my job as a church janitor to minister full-time, I figured if the scripture was true, the Lord would provide a way. But before taking off, some tried to dissuade me and challenged my sanity. They'd ask, "So, do you think God will just drop some groceries off on your doorstep?" Well, later on, for example, I came home to find several brown paper bags stuffed with groceries on the doorstep from an anonymous source. Brown paper bags, for you younger folk that are only familiar with plastic ones used to tote groceries, were the biodegradable bags in the Stone Ages. Also, during that time, as an aspiring servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, a bumper crop of peaches was harvested in the backyard, whose heavy laden branches had to be propped up with scraps of lumber to keep the boughs from breaking. There was also an offer to pick oranges on a certain property, which amounted to 10 grocery bags full, paper again, plus the time I gathered 10 gallons of free green olives to cure. There were other incidences of this sort, and I had a surplus of food at the same time and gave it to a church's food bank. After all, what can one do with 100 pounds of dried pinto beans? Also, without asking for money or passing a plate, people would donate funds or offer their services to help. In addition, most of my regular and clerical garb was bought at Sally's, the Salvation Army, where I got great deals. Once a brown suit for $2. And being so well-dressed, no wonder people would call me from time to time Dr. Pearson while making my rounds. This may be a good place to start the second half of the message, so come back for You Want a Good Christian Husband, Part 2 of 2 Parts.